Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's the Chicago offense.
Matt Forte, Tulane University.
Touchdown Bears! A dramatic catch by Matt Forte.
Matt Forte.
Forte, 50-yard run for a touchdown.
You know, just watching Matt Forte on film, watch him here. He can make those jump cuts. I mean, he can plant that left foot and then jump way over to the right and then plant the right foot and go upfield again.
10-year NFL veteran.
Whenever I see an open field full of green grass, I just get excited.
Two-time Pro Bowl selection.
You got to kind of study on film the way that DBs tackles.
I wonder how many running backs scouted opposing DBs to figure out what kind of tacklers they were.
When you get them guys coming for your knees all the time, you start to say, you know what, let me figure some of this out because, you know, I respect the dude who'll come, you know, mano a mano, head up on you, you know, when the guys chop you down and you're not even turned around yet or something like that. It's like, yeah, I don't really respect that. If you're going low like that, you're going to get one of my knees coming up. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to put that shoulder pad and that thigh on your neck. See if I can knock you out of the game, because you're trying to knock me out of the game too.
That does not sound fun.
Of all the statistics you can get out of Matt Forte, running the ball, catching, everything else, his accomplished blocking ability is what gives you security on inside protection.
Underrated, but I still be scoring Matt Forte. Matt Forte with Spiegel and Holmes.
I think we're on record of how important Matt is.
On 670 The Score.
It is indeed time to talk to Matt Forte right now on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. You know, Anthony Herron is in for Lawrence Holmes today. It's me, Matt Spiegel, on the Spiegel and Holmes show. And when we were talking in August about, like, man, who should be our Bears people? Who should be our maybe a former Bear to talk to? And Lawrence brought up Matt Forte, and we're like, oh, hell yeah, because this offense should be one that's interesting to watch, and the run game's going to be important and all that. Matt, it has been an absolute pleasure to get to talk to you all season long. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. And we got the Bears, the second best team in running the football in the entire NFL, to discuss. Unbelievable fun, man. How was that win for you, that Steelers win? How was watching that for you on Sunday?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Gratifying as any other win is, but especially just to look around the team and how they played and how they fought through the adversity, but also, you know, the adversity going into the game. You know, having three starting linebackers out is nothing short of kind of being able to, you know, a mindset of, to start making excuses for before the game. So, man, the way that they are continuing to run the ball is obviously making me excited as a former running back. But I think it's the key to their success. You know, strong defense, and they're taking the ball away, which reminds me of, you know, the teams from the 2008 to 15 era, where we had a lot of great guys, Hall of Fame guys on our defense that would take the ball away. And then we run the ball effectively and ended up doing some good things. So I'm excited about where the Bears are headed, obviously. And they look good to where if they keep running the ball, I expect, even though through this next stretch, you know, they got some tough games against the Eagles and, you know, got to play the Packers twice, got to hit the Lions again and even travel out to the West Coast. Even though, you know, it looks tough, I think, you know, when we travel well and run the ball, it opens up everything else offensively, and then, you know, helps out a guy like Caleb as well, to where we got to get him to not hold on to the ball.
You got this rookie seventh rounder, Kyle Manungai, and the development of him at the running back position is a part of what takes pressure off of DeAndre Swift to have to carry the entire load in the backfield. What have been your observations of Manungai? One thing that stands out to me, he's improved so much from the preseason to now in pass protection and the aggression that he's willing to chin check a linebacker, a blitzer, sticks his nose up in there. What stood out to you about Manungai?
Yeah, same thing. I mean, that's what you get when you got a coach like Eric Bieniemy as well, who he is a former running back, and I know he expects his running backs to do that, and as well as his receivers and everybody to hit guys and block downfield. I think the standard has just been set high by that coaching staff as well, which is important, first and foremost. But then Kyle, you know, looking at him throughout preseason and to where he is now, I that's one of the intangibles. Like, when you think about a quarterback, there's certain intangibles that they possess that you can't see until they start getting experience and start playing, like the leadership aspect of a quarterback. But when it comes to a running back, some of that intangible would be how well they adjust to the experience of the game, how well they adjust to the speed of the game, and also adjust to how to you know, be up in pass protection, whether that's a leverage thing or sometimes it just comes down to a want-to thing. Some guys don't want to pass block because, you know, they either are afraid because the guys are bigger than them, or they just are selfish that they just, you know, I'm not getting the ball, so I don't want to block. But I see the selflessness in him, you know, being able to say, I'm going to go out here and earn this, the right to be on the field and to, you know, help, as you said, share the load with Swift.
Matt Forte, do you know Eric Bieniemy? What has been your interaction, if any, through the years? Or do you know guys that have played for him along the way? I remember him at, was it Colorado? I think Bieniemy was at Colorado when he was playing there. But what's been your interaction through the years, if any?
Man, when I first met him, I was coming out for the draft. I think it was one of the combine interviews when you're around, or maybe it was the Senior Bowl where you're around and you're, you know, talking to coaches and different things like that. But I remember meeting him and his charismatic attitude. Like, you can tell he was a running back and how he was one who was high energy and expected a lot out of his players. And then when I was playing, he was across the field on the other sideline a lot when he coached Adrian Peterson. And, you know, it just speaks volumes of the type of guy he is and the places that he's coached. He's had success in all those areas, but he's also played the game. So he knows what's required of a running back to be successful in the league. But then also, man, he is one of those guys that you want to play for. You want to do well, and you want to be on point, because you know when you come to the sideline, if you're not on point, he gonna get on you.
Man, when he was lighting up DeAndre Swift after that fumble, and it was a brutal fumble, like, to be lit up for, because he's on the bottom of the pile, right, and there's, like, there's filthy things being done to DeAndre Swift, clearly, on the bottom of that pile. And DeAndre was smiling on the sideline as Bieniemy's lighting into him, and I'm like, man, still coaching him hard. Like, right? Like, Bieniemy's, he's all over those guys, and it seems to be building respect, Matt.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, all respect is reciprocal when it's earned. So I'm pretty sure that when DeAndre goes out there and he works hard and he knows what goes into the game too, and I'm pretty sure Eric's been on the bottom of a few of those piles as well, so when he played. But that's why he requests so much of his running backs, is because he's done it before. There's no excuses. There's no kind of, you know, I guess, kind of laying off of something or taking it easy, because he knows what it takes and he's been there and done that before. So yeah, you know, it's one of those guys that you're always going to get that same amount of standard and intensity from him as a coach as well.
And Matt, I don't know the statute of limitations on these things, so I'm not going to admit to anything I've done at the bottom of a pile, but when there's a chance the ball is loose, the football is loose, then things can get a little hairy, sometimes maybe a little freaky down there. Do you have a story you can share over the air about just being one of those guys at the bottom of that mass of humanity with somebody maybe doing something a little filthy to you trying to get the rock?
Yeah, of course. I mean, 10 years in the NFL, that'd be crazy if I didn't have one. But at one point, there's a few of them that, man, that's actually why I tried so hard not to fumble, was because, you know, first of all, you don't want to give the ball up. But second, you don't want, you know, what's going on at the bottom of the pile. It's like, I'd be kicking and you know, I make sure I'm getting up out of that pile. I'm not just going to lay there and you know, take it. So, man, one time we were playing, I think it was Miami, and I'm on the bottom of a pile. This wasn't even a fumble, but I'm in the bottom of a pile, and somebody's, like, pinching me. So I jump up out of the pile, and I look, and it's Channing Crowder, like, laughing. I'm like, oh, you one of them linebackers. Like, you want to just aggravate and annoy people, you know, at the bottom of the pile. And then another time, I was at the bottom of one of the piles, and again, like, usually, like, when I was deeper into, you know, 7, 8, 9 years into the league, I didn't really get trash talk and all this stuff. It was just kind of a, you know, people respected the game. They were trying to really, you know, get after you, but at the same time, they respected you. But I'm later in my career, and I'm like, somebody's pinching me again, but it ended up being Tommy Harris, who was a former teammate for a long time. And I'm like, what are you doing? You know, so that was actually a funny one that I was like, you know, don't do that again. Please don't do that.
I mean, you guys are crazy. Like, just last night, Juwan Jennings took a punch at the safety for the Panthers when he was going in for a handshake and a hug after the game, because the safety had a cheap shot earlier on Jennings. Did you see that?
He earned that one. He earned that one. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what's going on with these days. Like, when we play between the whistles, like, I'm trying to destroy you, yes. But I'm not going to take cheap shots. I mean, this year has been the most times I've seen cheap shots after the penalty. But even, like, the spitting stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is going on with this stuff? Like, that, first of all, is, like, I don't know. I'm glad that wasn't going on when I was playing. Like, you spit on me, it doesn't stay on the field. Like, I'm really going to come after you if you do something like that. That's just degrading. And also, like, you know, when you go out there and play the game in order to earn some, you know, you earn the respect of who you're playing against. And cheap shots and spitting on people, like, that's a way to lose respect out there.
You know, it's interesting because, like, in like personal relationships and fights and seemingly also in football and sports, like, you don't want to be the second guy to react. Like, it's your job to have your composure, and the coaches will say that. But when it comes to spitting, like, everybody in the league is like, nah, whatever's after that is fine. Like, Mike Tomlin said, after that, there is no,
Ben Johnson,
there is
co-signed.
No respect. And Ben's like, Mike is correct. Somebody spits on me, and there you say it. Like, so that's one of the few things that's over the line, right, Ann?
Oh, no doubt, man. In competition, you want to have that sort of respect. For, you know, for your opponent, for each other. And I think you've been in playoff games, Matt. You've been in some of those heated moments before. Was there ever a point where you lost your cool? Was there ever a point where you kind of was like, you know what? Maybe this whole getting fined or getting kicked out the game is going to be worth it. Was there ever anybody who got under your skin like that?
No, I never really let anybody get under my skin. And as I said, too, before, I don't know. I think I really didn't get a lot of trash talk and stuff like that because I wouldn't react to it. Mm. Like, it didn't bother me. So, you know, we were playing in London one year, and this was the game I went crazy, and the two guys tackled each other. But before that happened, one of the linebackers had tackled me, and he like cursed me out because I looked at him like, okay, like it's supposed to do something to me. So the next, you know, play, I'm running up and down the field. I got probably 100 yards already. And he came up to me after the game and was like, hey, man, I'm sorry. Like, he apologized. And I was like, that's the type of stuff that I'm talking about. Like, I ain't going to say nothing. I'm going to show you out there on the field. The worst thing, you know, when I've gotten out of cool, probably been during camp when you're just annoyed by playing against, you know, hitting your same teammates all the time. And then if somebody doesn't know how to practice yet, if you get a rookie or, you know, somebody who's an early, you know, draft pick who's not really settled into the NFL yet, don't know how to practice, you know, I think one year Henry Melton came through and I was in a contract dispute at this time too, but I didn't hold out. I was at camp and had a free shot on me, which we're in 9-on-7 where we're not tackling to the ground. And man, I'm not expecting to get hit, you know, super hard because we're doing thud, you know, but he took a shot on me and I went off after that. I tried to stuff the ball down his face mask. So yeah, it was one of those things where, you know, it was out of my character. It was different than people have normally seen, but it was funny because it was at camp. So I knew I wasn't going to get fined or anything.
No. And it's a precarious moment. The old hold in, not the hold out. Matt showed up. I remember those times for you. Let me give you a stat, Matt Forte. Caleb Williams has completed less than 60% of his passes in 7 different games this year. Okay. The Bears are 7-0 in those games. Every other team in the NFL, when their quarterback throws below 60%, they're 26-58. It's like a 310 winning percentage. It is amazing to me that the Bears are winning these games when Caleb is struggling with accuracy. But I guess at least he's not turning it over, because he's not, right?
Yeah, I think the key there in that particular, or the other side of the coin in that particular stat, is the running game and takeaways, because that's how the Bears are winning these games, is not necessarily on the back of Caleb, because the accuracy, as you can see, statistics do talk. They show up to where there's been some inaccurate throws, and it's been, as you stated, it's less than 60%. And but the running game has picked that up, and that's why it's so important. That's why I've always talked about it. You know, people sometimes think I'm biased just because I'm a former running back, but the run game really does pick up the slack in certain areas. And it helps the passing game out, but also picks up the slack in certain areas. But then when it comes to takeaways and turnovers, I will take a passer rating or a lower percentage of accuracy if we're not turning the ball over, because that gives us at least a chance to get takeaways and win the game.
How would you describe the impact that belief has in a locker room? Because the Bears, especially at this point with all these injuries, they're not taking the field as the more talented team in many, if any, of these games that they've been winning lately. But we see over and over again in the fourth quarter and in late game moments, every phase is kind of finding a way to impact these wins that they're having. And that speaks to belief. How much of that is kind of a percentage of what the Bears are accomplishing right now?
That, I think, is you know, I think it's huge, but also it's essential. It's essential when you're talking about a team that wants to go somewhere, or that wants or has the goals set and are trying to attain those. It's literally the gas that you put in the car. You can have a car with a nice engine and a nice body, it looks nice and all that stuff, but if y'all don't believe, or if you don't believe in the system, if you don't believe in the coach. I've been on teams where, you know, the head coach was like, man, I don't know what this guy is kind of, you know, we're not believing in kind of, you know, the mentality that's behind it. So belief is huge, because it drives everything you do. It drives everything you do as far as why you wake up early in the morning, why you stay late watching film, you know, why you sacrifice for another teammate out there. So, you know, as belief is like the number one key ingredient to culture when it comes to great teams.
We're going to have Matt Forte in the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois performance stage on the 4th of December. Matt's going to stick around for a book signing thereafter. Cannot wait for that, Matt. It's going to be a really good time. The book is called Stay in the Game, Making the Most of Every Season. Books are available for purchase on his website. And Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois, we thank them right now. Be caller number 6 and caller number 7 to the contest line at 312-540-0670. And both of you will win a couple of passes to come and join us on the 4th. Matt, what are you looking forward to just absolutely hammering on Thursday on the Thanksgiving table? What item is just going to be demolished?
I would have to say the honey baked ham. I always look forward to that on Thanksgiving. You can, you know, just it just lasts forever. You can make sandwiches afterwards. Like it's the best.
Sweet Hawaiian rolls, sweet Hawaiian rolls. Like leave those around, and then like at 2 a.m, sweet Hawaiian roll and the honey baked ham sandwich while you're playing cards with your That's cousins. It. Let's go. Right.
Now, Matt, I'm going to be – I've had the pleasure of going to New Orleans every Thanksgiving for a while now doing the Bayou Classic. That's pretty much your old stomping grounds, right? Like, I mean, my son, my 8-year-old, he knows I tend to bring pralines back with me every year after I go there. Any other suggestions I should make sure I'm bringing back with me from NOLA?
Oh, man. I don't know if you could bring them back, but when you go down there, make sure you get the charbroiled oysters over at Drago's.
Uh-huh.
Go to Drago's, get that. And of course, man, get some gumbo. You got to get gumbo.
Got to get the gumbo. You know,
your horse?
It's nice. No, not the horse. The actual gumbo that you get from down in the boot.
I don't want Anthony coming back with a horse on the airplane. We can't have
a very
that.
Easy misunderstanding.
Matt, thank you, man. We look forward to seeing you on the 4th. That's next week already. My goodness. That's going
to
be fun.
Look forward to seeing y'all, too.
All right. Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it. Yeah, it's going to be great with Matt Forte.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.